You're listening to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca. Rolling On is the brainchild of executive producer Jody Harker. Jody was an executive recruiter in the automotive industry for 16 years and, like so many, was hit hard by the industry's economic crisis and downsizing. Here to discuss Rolling On, the company, the reality TV show, and the Michigan film and television industry, please welcome Jody to the Jabbercast. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Big JD.
First, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your automotive background. You were a recruiter for 16 years?
Yes, I owned a recruiting company called HES Engineering Services and primarily recruited mid to upper level management in Tier 1 automotive. I'm an engineer and I have a degree in marketing.
Okay, and now let's talk a little bit about the film and television industry that's getting bigger all the time in Michigan, apparently due to the incentives. The tax incentives that are now available. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. We in Michigan, we have a 42% tax incentive, and it has opened up a huge field for Michigan workers here, and it's very, very exciting. This year, we are to have over 30 films shot in Michigan, primarily over the summer. It's very exciting, and there's so many people who are going through the schools and getting trained in this industry and really looking for a break to get in and be a part of this, what we call the Hollywood of the Midwest.
That large of a tax incentive is a great thing. And now you have an incredible vision. And this is your idea to start Rolling On. Can you tell us a little bit about what Rolling On is and the initial steps maybe that you took to get this started?
Sure. Well, Rolling On is a transformational reality show about transforming Michigan workers into film and television crews. And how this came about was, as a recruiter, I'm also a career coach, and I did some pro bono work out at different churches, and so many people had been downsized in the automotive industry, and we'd hear about all these studios coming in and all these potential jobs, and my people that would come to my career groups as well as my candidates in recruiting would say, how do I get into this? I want to do this so much. And then they started taking the No Worker Left Behind money and started getting that training from the different schools. And I had also got a scholarship to do some leadership work. And through that, I started networking with people who are in the local film industry, and I started asking them about what does it take for people who do have no film experience and maybe some training from a lot of these schools, how do they break in? And they told me that it's primarily relationship-based. Okay. And networking, and it's who you know. And once you get in on a film or a television show, you build your network, and then those people refer you to the next project. And that is the core of my training as a career coach is professional networking. I was really trying to tool these people into the right avenues, but they were just getting stopped and just not breaking in. And so I had to be friends with a couple people who had produced some things locally. And I bounced this idea off them. I said, what if there was a reality show about what it actually takes to become a cameraman, a grip, a gaffer, breaking into the industry, and what that transformation is for somebody from Michigan who's been downsized? What if we were the ones to actually provide that first experience for them and film them as they go through it and actually give people that opportunity? It was received very, very well. I started doing casting calls. I had over 400 people come to the casting calls looking that were the best story of what's happened to them, with what's happened in Michigan, losing their homes. Maybe their families had all moved up here from Kentucky after the war, and they were three generations of automotive workers, and or people who have been, even people who have been, like, since they've been 18 years old, just knocking on doors and auditioning and taking side jobs, just trying to break into this industry. I was just so impacted about with how amazing these people that were coming to the casting calls and how badly they wanted to be a part of this. After that, I started identifying producers, directors, crew, and we started building the show from that.
Sounds incredible. Now, the show itself, I guess you're mentoring these displaced workers. Can you tell me a little bit about the show, how the show works? I guess you actually follow these mentored workers as they're breaking into this business?
Yes, we call them talent, and these are people that primarily have no experience in the film and television industry. They may have had some training through Spex Howard or whatever, but they've never actually had a paying gig. We take them in from all walks of life, and we have a mentor who's experienced in the film and television industry who sets them out and has them go work on actual projects that we have. The projects are covering different people and community that is promoting and transforming Detroit.
It's a great concept, a great idea. I guess these mentored workers will meet all kinds of challenges through the show. And
oh, yeah. We go back into like what their life was like, but, you know, prior to whether they were downsized or what their previous career was or what their passions are. And then so you get a background look at who they are and what they're truly committed to and how passionate they are about being in this industry. Also, you get a look at what it actually takes to be in film and television. It's passionate and the people are so creative, and it's an amazing experience.
It sounds like it, and I know you've poured your heart and soul into this, and it's beginning to pay off. Now, you guys got quite a bit of media interest. You've done numerous interviews. You've been on TV with this, and you have a podcast coming up about Rolling On. Can you tell us what kind of media interest that you've gotten?
We've had interviews on Fox and ABC affiliates. We just did an interview for Eye Opener Television. We are talking weekly with CNN, who is bringing a crew in to cover what we're up to. We've been all over the radio stations. We are in touch with Oprah's producers, and it just keeps, every week, it just keeps growing from there.
Now, if any listeners, anybody locally is interested in getting in touch with Rolling On, what's the best way to do that? You guys have an email address, perhaps?
Yes, they should reach us at info@rollingondetroit.com.
Okay, great. And I know in my research that you guys are in the process of revamping your website. So, you know, anybody that's interested in checking that out, I know you guys have a new website coming out soon. Like I mentioned, you have a podcast coming up.
Creating a trailer right now. So that's exciting as well.
Great. So the next big thing to come is going to be the pilot episode of Rolling On, the reality TV show. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the Jabbercast, Jody.
No problem. Thank you, Big JD.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.